Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 25, Mizmar Yud Beis. We're learning chapter 12, Lametzeach al Hashminis, Mizmar LeDavid. David HaMelech writes a song to be played in the Beis HaMikdash with an 8-string musical instrument. What is the message that David HaMelech is teaching us? What is the historical time period that David HaMelech is talking about? There are two main approaches to the historical time period and the messages that David is teaching us here. There are those that learn that this Perek Yud Beis, is a continuation from the previous chapter where David HaMelech is bemoaning the Lashon Hara that people are speaking, especially after he saved, as we had in the previous chapter, he saved the town of Keilah, and after he saved them, these people went to Shaul HaMelech and spoke Lashon Hara, spoke Rechilus, and told Shaul HaMelech where David was hiding. There's an expression they use in the Welt that when a person does something nice for someone and he's repaid by being stabbed in the back. If anyone was ever stabbed in the back, they know how painful this feeling is. And here we see David HaMelech is crying out to Hashem in Pasuk Beis, Hashir Hashem ki gomar chosid. Hashem, please save me. Ki gomar chosid. Gomar is a lashon of gemira. It's finished. There's no more chasidim around. No one's there. Ki pasu emunim. Pasu means it ceased to exist. Emunim means emes. Ki pasu emunim ibnei adam. Good people are hard to find. Honest people are hard to find. Because David HaMelech felt this pain of being stabbed in the back from the Lashon Hara that he spoke about him. So this is one approach that David HaMelech is writing this chapter of Tehillim about those who speak Lashon Hara, and Hashem should save us from them. As you see in Pasuk Dalet, Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalokris. As well in Pasuk Gimel, Shov yidabru ish esrayeyu. People speak sheker, shavas sheker. They speak lies to each other. Who is this? Sfas chalokis, smooth speaking people. Chalokis means to be divided, chalik. It also means cholok, smooth. Belev velev yidaberu. With like two different hearts. First a person speaks very nicely to someone, and then behind his back he goes and he hurts him. So this is the theme, David HaMelech is telling us that there are those people which we have encountered personally ourselves, possibly ourselves in our lives also, who are very dangerous. It's very painful when people speak Lashon Hara about us. Another understanding, the Gemara tells us that this in the Chazal, in the Medrash as well, this chapter is referring to the Bris Milah. Lametzeach al Hashminis, Mizmor LeDavid. Shminis is a reference to the Bris Milah, which we do on Yom Shmini on the 8th day. After this first Pasuk Aleph of the introductory words, we have 8 more Psukim. Also a reference to the Bris Milah, which is performed on the 8th day. The Chidah writes in Yoyis Tehillois that if you look at the end of Pasuk Aleph and the beginning of Pasuk Beis, you have the letters Mem, Lamed, He, and Yud from the words Mizmar LeDavid Hashia Hashem, which you rearrange the letters, and the Rosh Teva is the beginning of each letter. Of each word, mem lamed hey yud. You rearrange letters, and you have mem yud lamed hey mila. Lametzeach al Hashminis mizmor leDavid hoshia Hashem. Hashem, please save us. In the schus of bris mila, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Eliezer. The same way we were redeemed in Mitzrayim, so too we will be redeemed in the schus of the Bris Milah. We did the Bris Milah, and the schus Milah, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And la'asir lovay, the same way we redeemed out of Mitzrayim, so too we will be redeemed in the future. Chazal also tell us that in the schus, that they didn't speak anymore lashon hara. In the times of Mitzrayim, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And the same way we were redeemed in the merit that we stopped speaking lashon hara, so too, la'asir lovay, in the future, we will be redeemed if we don't speak lashon hara. Now let's go back to the Bris Milah for a second and ask a question. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, lofum tzara agra. According to the effort is the reward. If Chazal tell us in the schus of Bris Milah, we will be redeemed, we have to understand, what is a father and mother, what are they doing that this Bris Milah carries with it so much weight, so much power to be redeemed from Golus? The Mefarshim also tell us that David HaMelech wrote Kapitel Yod Beis, chapter 12, in referring to the future when the Rishoyim, the Bali Lashon Hara, will attack those Tzadikim, a reference to La'asir Lovay, the times right before Mashiach comes. And therefore we turn to Perek Yud Beis, as the Sfarim tell us, as a tefillah to Hashem, to hear our tefillahs and protect us from these Rishoyim. So you have parents who have a boy, Mazel Tov. They call up the Mayo, they call up the caterer. Maybe the father says a few words at the bris. Maybe they have bagels and lox. And there's Chus Milah, we're going to have redemption. Where was the effort? The Fum Tzar Agra. According to the effort is the reward. A reward of Geula, of redemption, has to be a lot of effort put into it. Yes, the Gemara Darm tells us that Bris Milah is very important. There are 13 brisos, 13 treaties with Bris Milah. But how do we understand the importance of the schus of Bris Milah to take us out from this golus, just like it took us out from Mitzrayim? To answer this question, we turn to the Radak in Sefer Yirmiyah, where the Radak tells us we have to understand what is taking place by the Bris Milah. And the Radak explains that the Bris Milah is a sign. When the Mael comes and does the Maisa Milah, he's creating a sign. Just like you have a stop sign, and the stop sign says stop, and the green light means to go, and the red light means to stop. It tells you how to properly navigate on the streets. So to the Ois Bris Kodesh, the sign of the Bris, is not just because the parents called the Moil and the Keter, and then that's Chus, we're going to be redeemed. But when a Yid follows the sign and lives his life according to the Torah, according to what the sign is teaching us, and that's Chus, the same way we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, so too we will be redeemed, Yemirtz Hashem Bekorah, from this Golus as well. That's what the Radak explains. That the Bris Milah is a sign to follow that sign, to lead your life, Api Torah Mitzvahs, by following the Torah, learning the Torah, doing the mitzvahs. We started out by saying that there are two main approaches, the Meiri, Evan Yechiyah. They give the approach that we're discussing, Lashon Hara. And we also said from Chazal that we're discussing the Bris Milah. The Reishis Chachma says we're discussing one and the same. And he explains that in order to protect oneself from one, he has to be careful with the other. A person has to stop speaking Lashon Hara, and that person will also protect himself from Inyani Kedusha, as well. person who speaks Lashon Hara, when it comes to Nyani Kedusha, this person will be falling down a wrong path. And that's why David HaMelech combined both of these together. Because David HaMelech is telling us, we have to Shomer Pivu L'Shoinoi. The Chofetz Chaim says, yes, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. Every year has a Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis here in this world, and he does not do Tshuva Rachmanu Litzlan, when this person is Gan Eden, he will not have the ability to talk. Yachreis Hashem kol sisei chalokos. David HaMelech davens to Hashem that Hashem should cut off the tongue of those who speak Lashon Hara. Loshoin midaberes gedoilos. Explains the Chofetz Chaim what a horrific busha, an embarrassment this will be forever and ever, that the body part, his mouth, will be unable to speak. The person will not have to be able to speak, and everyone will know it's because this person was a Baal Lashon Hara when he was alive in this world. Of course, the person does tshuva, and he can save himself. That's why we're learning this, to understand the way to live our life as a Yid. So explains the Reishis Chachma. The Reishis Chachma is one of the Sfarim that we say, Sfarim HaKdoshim, we're referring to the Reishis Chachma. This is one of the Sfarim. And the Reishis Chachma explains that the Bris Milah, which Bris Milah represents Kedusha, which is a very big challenge in the world we live in today, is connected directly to Shmiras HaPeh, to guarding one's mouth. So the Chidah tells us right here, based on the Gemara in Erechin, that David HaMelech is telling us, what is the tikkun? What is the way to protect yourself from speaking Lashon Hara? Oshis b'yesha yafiach loy, Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Oshis b'yesha. Yesha means Yeshua. I will place my Yeshua, my salvation, yafiach loy. Yafiach, there those explain, come from the word of the expression of blowing. Just like when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the Nishmas Chaim into Adam HaRishon. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Yafiach loy. It's an expression of words. Where is the Yeshua? Oshis b'yesha yafiach loy. In Pasuk Zayin is the answer. Imrois Hashem amores tohiris. The Imrois Hashem. The words of Hashem. What are the words of Hashem? The words of Hashem are Torah. They're amoris tohiris. They're statements of purity. Explains the Chidah based on the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tesvav. The Hatikin Lelashon Hara Hainu Lilmoid B'Torah. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mar Peloshoin Eitz Chaim. What is the Mar Peloshoin? What is the refuah for the tongue? Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. What is the tree of life? Eitz Chaim hi l'macha zikim ba. The Torah is the tree of life. And that's what it means. Oshis Yesha. If a person spoke Lashon Hara, where will he find his Yeshua? In Limud HaTorah. Of course, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, a person has to learn the halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And if he doesn't, he won't know what he's allowed to say, what he's allowed to listen to. So this is what the Reishis Chachma is combining, connecting both pshatim, that this Perek Yud Beis, is talking about the Bris Milah, as well as those who speak Lashon Hara. The Bnei Yisoschar, in the Sefer Agudat Perko, he tells us something very beautiful in the words, Toichai Kivoroi, that a person, his Toichai, his inside should be like his outside. When a person expresses something outwardly, which is exactly what David HaMelech had to deal with, There were those who smiled to him, those who befriended him, only to take that information and use it against him. And anyone who ever experienced that in life, we know how painful, how dirty that feeling is. You think someone's your friend and they use that information against you. Look at the words, Toichai Kevoroi. Writes the Agudat Pirkei, that the middle letters of the word Toichai, Vav and Chof, are the same as the outer letters of the word Kevoroi. Toichai means his inside is Kevoroi like his outside. What does that teach us? What does that show? It shows that the words themselves, Toichai Kevoroi, his inside is like his outside. You see that in the actual letters of the words itself. If you take the letters Vav and Chav, the gematria of Vav and Chav is what? It's 26. Which is Shem, Hashem, Yudkei, Vavkei. When a person's Toichai is Kevoroi, when the person's inside is like his outside, he is emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is mekayim the mitzvahs esed the rights, the positive commandment for halachta bedrach of going the ways of Hashem. What better way to live one's life of toichai kevoroi, of being honest with people? My inside is like my outside. I smile to him because I mean the smile. And if he tells me a secret, I won't tell anyone else. This is the Agudat Pirkei. David HaMelech concludes Psukim Zayin Ches and Tes. Imrois Hashem Amoris Tehoiris. The statements of Hashem are pure statements. Reference to the Torah. Kesef Tzorov Ba'ali La'oretz is a reference to purifying the silver. Mizukok Shivasayim. And Chazal tell us that they would learn the words of Hashem. The young children would learn the words of Hashem, the Torah's MS, 7 times 7, 49 times over. They would understand 49 different pshatim. We are a few days before Shavuos. How timely this is. 7 times 7, 7 weeks that bring us up to Matan Torah. Pasuk Ches, Ato Hashem Tishmereim, Titzrenu min hador zul le'olam. Dov Melech concludes with a tefillah that Hashem should protect us from a generation that speaks Lashon Hara. And in the last few words of Pasuk Tes, David HaMelech tells us an Eitzah. He gives us a piece of advice. Saviv Rishon Yishalochun, says Chasam Sofer, the Rishon go in circles. They make money to eat, to express their power. They eat just to enjoy themselves for Olam Hazeh, and then continue to look in this cycle of Saviv Rishoyim Yisalochun, to go in circles with no meaning in their life. They earn money to eat and drink, and then they drink just to continue in the ways of their rishus. Concludes David HaMelech, Krum Zulus Livnei Odom. Krum Zulus. Krum is a Lashon of Ram, elevate. Zulus, that which people cheapen. The Gemara in Brachas Da'avavam at Beis tells us, Krum Zulus Livnei Odom. There are Devarim Ha'imdin Beruma Shel Olam. There are those things that stand Beruma Shel Olam in the highest places of the world. Va'anoshim is Zazlan B'Yam. But people, they cheapen it. What is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara is referring to the koyach, the power of tefillah. David HaMelech is concluding this whole entire perek, which is a reference to Inyani Kedusha, which is a reference to Shmir Salashin. Because if Chas V'Shalom, a person's a Baal Lashon Hara, Lasi Lovai, he won't have the ability to speak. And everyone will see what he uses his mouth for here in this world. Says David HaMelech, what's the Eitzah? What's the way to protect yourselves? What's the way for ourselves to protect ourselves from such Bali Lashon Hara? Krum Zulus Livnei Adam. We have to realize the power of tefillah. To daven to Hashem. Ato Hashem Tishmereim. Titzrenu min ador zuli oilom. to daven to Hashem to protect us from the Bali Lashon Hara. For those who smile to us in one hand, and on the other hand, Belev, Belev, and Pasa Gimel, Yidaberu. They speak to us in two different hearts. What's the solution? How do we protect ourselves? We daven to Hashem. We have to realize our tefillah makes a difference. The power of tefillah, koyach of davening. Just to conclude, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, davened 515 tefillahs, v'eschanan, k'minei gematria, v'eschanan. If he would have davened more, one more tefillah, he would have been able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Could you imagine, time and time again, he davened and cried, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. 515 times. And he was told, no. But he came back with the same power and strength to daven again. This is how we have to daven as well. Even if we were told, no. We learned in previous perek, Hashem, tzaddik, yivchon, apostle, in perek at Aleph. Hashem is testing the tzaddik. Sometimes things happen to good people. Many times things happen to good people. The Rosha, v'ayivcham, is son of Nasha. Hashem says, I don't care about the Rosha. It's the tzaddik I want to test. In conclusion, I'm sure we all know a very famous story that unfortunately happened a year ago. It's very hard to say it over. Rachman Litzlan. Le'aleinu, the tragedy of what happened with Meiron last year with the 45 tzaddikim, the neshamas of these tzaddikim that perished by the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a mishpacha that unfortunately didn't just go through one of the sufferings but lost two sons. And there's a video that's out there where the father davens to Hashem and says, Hashem, please don't take away my emunah. It's unbelievable. He davens to Hashem that Hashem should strengthen his emunah. Hashem tzaddik yivchon. Hashem specifically is testing the tzaddik. Each and every one of us, our own peklach, our own nisyonis, our own challenges in life. Hashem is saying, I love you. And that's why I'm giving you this test and this challenge so you can grow even more. Of course, you'll get the kapara, whatever the kapara, fine. But Hashem is saying, I love you. We have to know this. Not that a person, Rachman Litzlan, has tzaras. He should never think Hashem doesn't love him. It's the Rasha that Hashem says, I don't care about you, that's why I'm giving you away, you do what you want in life. But the tzaddik, Hashem yivchan, Hashem test the tzaddik, because Hashem loves the tzaddik, and Hashem wants the tzaddik to grow. I wish everyone at Tzlacha Rabba, all your tefillah should be makubal, everyone should be healthy, with no tzaras. Have a wonderful yontif.